Well, good evening. Oh, my goodness, that's a little boomy. There we go. Anyway, well, good evening and welcome to the Tuesday, November 25th, City Council meeting. And I'm going to call to order our regular session, and I'm going to lead in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please join me in the Pledge to our flag. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie.
Here.
Councilmember Moreno.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Sturdivant.
Here.
And the record will reflect that Councilmember Kelly and Mayor O'Malley are absent.
It's hard to hear you.
The record will reflect that Councilmember Kelly and Mayor O'Malley are absent.
Thank you. So next on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Moreno and seconded by Councilmember Fonzie. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Moreno?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Sturdivant?
Yes. Thank you.
3-0 motion passes.
Thank you. The next on the agenda are presentations, and the first is going to be a proclamation recognizing November as National Hospice Month, which will be presented by Councilmember Fonzie.
Thank you. It's my honor to be presenting a proclamation declaring November as Hospice Month. I know that there are many in the audience and that may have used hospice with a family member, and they are a great service at the time when they are needed. Let me read just a little bit. Whereas last year, approximately 1,600,000 terminally ill patients and their families relied on end-of-life care provided by the 5,500 volunteer and licensed hospice agencies located in communities throughout the United States, and whereas hospice care allows patients and families the opportunity to receive professional medical services, pain and symptom control, and emotional and spiritual support without hospitalization, and whereas hospice creates a compassionate atmosphere where patients are able to die with dignity wherever they call home, surrounded and supported by loved ones, familiar friends, and committed caregivers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Atascadero does hereby proclaim November 2014 as National Hospice Month and encourages citizens to increase their awareness of the importance and of the availability of hospice services within San Luis Obispo County.
Thank you. And there's a Gracie Ray in the audience? Oh, Gracie, yes. Would you like to say a few words at the lectern? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Although the four hospices were not noted in there, I'll go ahead and make note of that. It's Hospice of San Luis Obispo County, Dignity Hospice, Central Coast Hospice, and Wilshire Hospice, who are providing the services for the San Luis Obispo County. Thank you very much for this proclamation.
Well, why don't you come around? We'll give this proclamation to you in front of you and take a picture. Next presentation is the junior high school presentation by Atascadero Unified School District Superintendent Deborah Bowers and Stu Stoddard. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem Sturdivant and council members. Thank you for allowing us a little bit of time tonight to briefly share an update on our bond projects, Measure I-10 bond projects that have allowed us to work on our facilities. In particular, I know you're interested in our junior high project, so we'll be reviewing that briefly tonight. I am going to turn it over to my colleague, Mr. Stoddard, whose charge is to make sure that these projects are done on time and under budget. So, Mr. Stoddard.
Thank you, Dr. Bowers, and you give me a great challenge, don't you? But one that we have been up to so far. Now, I am not a technological wizard, so perhaps I should take a moment. Perfect. Okay, there we go. Stu Stoddard. Stu Stoddard, Director of Support Services for the Atascadero School District. We are your neighbors, and we would like to take the opportunity to share what we have been doing throughout the district. What we have been doing throughout the district, specifically at the junior high school. But we would like to go through some of the summaries of bond measure I-10, the $117 million bond program that the community passed in 2010. Several projects were completed on that bond program, some being Monterey Road, some work at the high school, some work at Carissa Plains, and that bond was then, as recently as 2014, the most recent election, reauthorized as Measure B-14, which allowed us to expedite the payback period of that bond, of the original bond, I-10, and in essence, free up capital more quickly for the building of our projects. This was overwhelmingly supported by the community and certainly greatly appreciated by the district. It not only allows us to accomplish our goals more quickly, but it takes out some of the current concerns that we would have over escalation in the construction, especially as our economy starts to get a little bit better. Briefly going through some of the schools that we have already taken care of, Carissa Plains Elementary School. It's within our district, and it is considered an Atascadero school, although being 65 miles east of us. The Carissa Plains School was provided with, if you have the pictures available in front of you, I'm not sure, but it was provided with ample new daylighting, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, educational materials and educational technology that we believe at this point are second to none. Following that project, we had work at the high school. Any of you that are Atascadero athletic boosters may well have been in that high school gymnasium. Originally built in 1964, the gymnasium that serves the largest amount of students as a single classroom throughout the district was falling to its age. We did put on a brand new standing seam metal roof, lots of interior improvements as well as HVAC equipment and air movers, very large air fans, 16-foot air fans. A wonderful place to be. If you haven't taken in a basketball, volleyball, or badminton game, please do. We're very proud of that facility. Monterey Road was one of our first projects out the gate. Monterey Road, again, followed a wonderful example of a 1960s school that had not been upgraded since. What you can see in one of the pictures, the old luminescent ceiling, it was all the rage in 1962. It's somewhat out now. What we have done is opened up the spaces. As you can see, we have opened them up to the rafters. We've brought in daylighting. We've brought in operable windows so that we can take advantage of our wonderful climate and all the technology appropriate for new school classrooms. As you notice in the upper left-hand picture, we also have photovoltaics. We have 60 kilowatt of generating power at Monterey Road Elementary School. That makes it virtually a net zero school. The previous school that you saw, Carissa Plains, can generate 30 kilowatt of self-generated power, which more than drives the school. So we are in a net plus at Carissa Plains Elementary School. Santa Rosa was our most recent and a very whirlwind project. Where this is a 1958 school, infrastructure of anything born in 1958, I can attest to it, needs to be revamped. And Santa Rosa was no different, and we went through with complete underground infrastructure, water, gas, piping, electrical, and data. as well as bringing in those common elements that we have for HVAC, ventilation, and natural daylighting. Now, we will be your neighbor, and we will be your neighbor very, very soon. And so we didn't want to skip over the fact that you will have lots of construction right next door. Atascadero Junior High School is slated to begin, may actually begin some components of that work in February. We anticipate to be in full swing by this summer. This view is certainly just a bird's eye view of what the campus looks like, and we compare that with your facility, and we believe it compares favorably with the aesthetic, the architectural styling, and the brick veneering that you have applied on this beautiful facility. This provides perhaps, this view, plan view of the site, provides perhaps a little more definitive view of what you'll be seeing in the process. If you can see there, the light blue colored buildings 100, 200, and 300, will be eventually demolished in our project, lying on top of what is currently building 100, or some of you know it as the old Prather building, the old cafeteria, current mm-hmm. office, will be a large L-shaped two-story building holding both administrative services as well as classrooms for all the 7th and 8th graders. This is very much harkens back to a Midwestern type of school. We have been accustomed to schools K through 12 that all have doors opening to the outside. This is going the other way around. This has hallways. This has interior doors. This has only two accesses from the street. Many things that are advantages for the 7th and 8th grade students that we will be serving in that building. The light green colors will be modernized buildings. Those are buildings from the early 50s, and they will serve primarily as 6th grade classrooms as we move from a junior high, 7th and 8th grade, to a middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Additionally, we will have performing arts, vocal arts, and what they term the elective wheel in those remodeled classrooms, all shown in light green. The portable classrooms, those in orange, yellow, will be removed at the completion of the project. We also have a little bit of work with the physical education component, a new track, a new, in essence, park course, a health running course, and the movement of our current facility access that is shown in purple to provide better and far safer access for both service vehicles as well as emergency vehicles. Hopefully Mr. Stone is happy with that. This is a view from directly out your front door of what our new 3,000 building will look like, or our 7th and 8th grade complex. I believe the next photo will show you something from the corner of Lewis Avenue and West Mall. That will be the view from there. This design and all of the architecture was provided by Ravat Albrecht Architects, local architects. It was very important for us to be a member of the community in our bond effort, and we are blessed, all those in the K-12 and perhaps through junior college, but I'm not absolutely sure, we're blessed with the opportunity to procure work through a leaseback arrangement that provides us a strong governing hand in how our projects are let, to whom they are let, and to how the work is provided. Through this, we have been very fortunate with our contractors. They have done wonderful work in expeditious time frames. We have been on scope, under budget, and in schedule on all of our projects. And more telling, subcontractors that work for these general contractors, 26 of them have come from north of the grade, actually in our neighborhoods. An additional two come from countywide, making a total of 28 subcontractors from within our county. More than three-quarters of the efforts that were put forth in all of our projects were by county residents. And as you can see, 231 local people employed in the task. Many of these people, fathers and grandfathers and mothers and grandmothers of students within the district. And finally, that's our little sales brochure showing you what our building will look like and that we are grateful and excited to be underway and feel that we will complement the downtown core of Atascadero and are excited to get moving. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It certainly is a lot of work going on, and I'm very glad that bond was passed and you can continue the work. And this is a beautiful design. It will be a nice complement to this area and to the City Hall. So any council questions? Councilmember Moreno.
I do have a question. In the last couple of years, and I'm sure, Dr. Bowers, you get this all the time, people are asking, why aren't we moving the junior high out of the downtown? And I have to explain to them, it's not the city, it's the school district, and there are issues that, you know, beyond just wanting to have a downtown. And so I'm wondering, I don't know if that's something you want to speak to tonight, or maybe you come back, or some of the board do, because I think the public, there's a lot of misinformation and misunderstanding as to why that's not happening. And I think it would help to be able to clarify that for the public, why it's staying where it is and it isn't being moved.
And that, if you would like us to come back with a more complete report, we can do that. Essentially, it is, we believe that we can contribute to the downtown area starting from scratch.
Certainly.
We would not be able to do that.
And I wasn't expecting a full answer now, so I think maybe that is something if you want to come back, because I think just for the edification of the public, of the citizens, they really would like to know, because that question, in the 2 years I've been on council, comes up over and over, and especially in the last few months, and you could give a much more robust answer to that than I could one-on-one at a meeting like this.
Sure, we'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Fonzie.
Thank you. There, thank you. I'm glad to see Mr. Rivat come in. Nice design. I think this is a great job having it complement the City Hall. It looks like the brick is similar in color. Some of the architectural features look very much like the Prinery to me as well. So I would like to tell you thank you very much. Good job. Question regarding the trees. I know that as council members, we heard quite a bit about tree removal along the side that were taken out. The trees were not healthy. Are there plans to have trees right along the walkway and near the street?
Why, yes, there are. We do have plans. As you can tell from this building footprint, the elms that were there that were diseased lay right in the way of the footprint. So they would have been past tense in the long project anyways. We do have, following some city design standards, we have tree grates, we have trees going in, we have some minor decorative aspects going in the walkways along West Mall. We are also very hopeful to join with the city and attempt to put in for a safe routes to schools active transit.
Any other council questions? I just have one question. It says beginning summer of 2015. When is the end? When is the projected putting students back inside?
And I think this goes on and on and on. this building is anticipated to be complete for the start of the 2017 school year. So we will move 7th and 8th graders in here in the school year 2017-18. When this is complete, the following phase is to modernize or renovate the existing classrooms into 6th grade. And following that renovation, the 6th graders will come over to this site as well. So probably in 2018-19.
So there'll be activity going on for a while. Very good. Well, thank you very much for the update. It's very exciting and good work by all. It's going to be it's going to be a nice addition to the downtown. Thank you. So the next on the agenda is our consent calendar. All items on the consent calendar are considered to be routine and non-controversial by city staff and be approved by one motion if no member of the council or public wishes, it will be approved by one motion if no member of the council or public wishes to comment or ask questions. So would any council member like to pull anything off the consent calendar? Would anyone in the public like to pull anything from the consent calendar? Seeing no one, I will, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Fonzie, motion by Councilmember Fonzie, seconded by Councilmember Moreno. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Moreno?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Sturdivant?
Yes.
3-0 motion passes.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is updates from the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem.
Well, it's that exciting time of PM, and there'll be beautiful holiday music presented by the Atascadero High School Show and Concert Choirs. I heard a portion of them the other night, and they are absolutely incredible. It's always great to come out and see there. There'll be hot chocolate served in front of the steps of City Hall. And, of course, Santa will be making an appearance, and he'll start receiving this season wish lists from the little ones. The Historical Society will be giving tours of City Hall. So City Hall will be open, and the docents very nicely volunteer and tell you a little bit about the history of Atascadero and a little bit about the building. And the holiday lighting event will be sharing the evening with Main Street Art and Wine Tour, which is being held downtown and is also on December 5th, but it begins at 5:30, so they overlap. On Saturday, December 6th, the next night, we have our musical holiday walk around the lake, which begins at 5:30 p.m. As always, there'll be lots of choirs and carolers and wonderful Christmas lighting on the houses which surround the lake. The community sing-along is at 8 p.m., and there will be special performances by the high school band, choir, and drama kids at the Pavilion on the Lake at 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Council members and other city staff will be serving hot cider and cookies to the carolers, lakeside walkers, and anyone who happens to stroll by the booth in the evening. And the zoo is open that night. It's a little dark, but you can see some of those nocturnal animals as opposed to the other ones. Atascadero Main Street Winter Wonderland is scheduled for the evening of December 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. in the downtown. There'll be tons of snow as usual. Snow slides, Santa Claus, the Elk's Little Train. Zoo Holiday Magic event will be held on Saturday, December 20th. The zoo will be open all day from 10 to 4, and the zoo animal gift presentations and opening will be from 11 to 2. And so I don't know if anybody's ever gone to that, but that is just a blast. It's funny. These animals tear into those gifts and jump on them, and you see a lot more activity and a lot more fun. It's a great event. Everyone's invited to enjoy a visit with Santa and start the holiday off with tons of animal fun. A little update on the City Hall exterior lighting project. It's well underway. Rob Reynolds Construction has been very busy up high on the building's exterior, as well in the basement and crawl spaces. Everybody that walks into the building going, "What's that noise?" That's Rob Reynolds and their crew installing the exterior lighting. We expect the lighting project to be complete sometime in December, hopefully in time for Winter Wonderland on December 12th. And Blades on Ice is open to the public, and from all accounts, business has been very good. We'd like to encourage everyone to come downtown next Friday evening for the holiday lighting event, the art and wine tour, and then ice skating. But what better way to kick off the season in Atascadero? And finally, I would like to mention that Mayor O'Malley, Councilmember Sturdivant, and I, along with the Historical Society rep and former city staff member Valley Humphrey and our architects, Stephanie and Jen from Pfeiffer Partners, traveled to Sacramento last week in order to attend the Governor's Historic Preservation Award ceremony. We received recognition from the California Preservation Foundation for outstanding achievement in the field of historic preservation, along with a certificate which was presented to us on behalf of the governor. And I quote, "In appreciation of the restoration project conducted on behalf of the award for all of the city of Atascadero." And we were in some great company. There were some other amazing projects, and we were right there with them. And with that, I'll conclude my report.
Well, thank you. And I will add to that that it was very humbling, actually, to have been in the group that was there. There were so many wonderful community projects, and the fact that it was from that perspective, a community, not just the architecture or what we've done with the building, but it was the fact that our community came together, along with these other 10 communities that came together to do the projects that they did. It was just very humbling to be in that group and just to hear all the wonderful work that's been going on in the state of California in so many different realms. It was just, there was one that was actually a church that Frank Lloyd Wright designed and then the church members built. They actually built it themselves. So that kind of just a flavor for the historical that was going on with a lot of these projects. It's a very rich history. Our building, that, the beacon on Mount Diablo, just a lot of history in California. So it was an honor to be there and just to see all the wonderful works going on to preserve historic sites in California. So, yes, thank you very much. Let's see. Next on the agenda is community forum. So this is an opportunity for people to speak on issues that address the City Council, that is issues that are not on the agenda but which we have jurisdiction over, limited to 3 minutes. And just state your name and welcome.
My name is Tom Gaddis, 39-year resident here in Tascadero as of July. I also am a pastor of Father's House and recently appointed one of the police chaplains for our Tascadero Police Department. Serve under Council Moreno and Councilwoman Moreno, and Tom O'Malley's not here, but congratulations on the re-election. I don't know if I've heard that yet, but that's, I think the voters have said, hey, we like what's going on. And so I'm just here to pray if anybody would like to join me. I am kind of one of the forces behind the pastors that come regularly because I just want to see a uniting between the spiritual community as well as what's going on with our council and the future of this city. And so anyway, it's my privilege to pray. So, Father, I just thank you. In this season of Thanksgiving, we're just a day away. There's so much that we can be grateful for this city. Lord, thank you for the council that you have selected. You've used people, certainly, but it's your choice. And I pray for wisdom, that you would just give wisdom to these men and women as they lead us in the future. Give wisdom to the staff. And Lord, just let your blessing come on Atascadero in greater ways. And we just thank you for this, the many who serve, our police department, our fire, our EMTs, just the teachers, this, all that's going on here, Lord. It's just a community that I'm proud to live in. And we just thank you that it's evidencing your blessing. And I ask these things, pray these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good evening. 3 days till Thanksgiving. And we all know what Friday is. Friday is Black Friday. My name is Kelly Long. I have Kelly's Casuals here in Atascadero. I've been in business for about 9 years long. And with the fourth quarter here, and Black Friday on Friday, Shop Small Saturdays on Saturday. So I'm here with Linda Hendy.
Oh, don't worry about that.
We've been handing out these beautiful bags all over town for the past couple weeks. And we've been telling people to make sure that on Saturday, shop big on Shop Small Saturday in Atascadero. It's a huge opportunity for our town. I know we've kind of got an intimate little group here tonight, but I think that that's great because it starts right here. It starts with every single one of us spending our money in the restaurants, floral shops, car washes, coffee shops. There's so many places. There's other clothing stores, 805 board shops part of it. I'd really like to go down the list of everybody that would like you to come into their businesses on Saturday, but I think you know where these businesses are and where the restaurants are. So please come out on Saturday and support Tascadero and shop big on Shop Small Saturday. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And I like the fact this is so big because I can get lots of clothing in here, lots of necklaces.
Lots of necklaces.
All right.
Accessories.
You have new ones, right?
And we're going to leave some of these here in the building for you guys to hand out. Thanks so very much.
Thank you. And thank you for reminding us to shop small on Saturday. Appreciate that. Shop big, but shop small. Welcome.
Good evening. As Ron Walters is the president of a Better Atascadero and a political action committee that was started about 8 years ago in this community to help bring a sound, reasonable, business-friendly city council, I'd like to council race. Hopefully we can get the Walmart project done and completed in the next 2 years to get this very contentious issue behind us so we can continue with business in a way that is productive and moving forward, as I know you all do, and you try regularly, but obviously Walmart is an issue that makes that difficult sometimes, and we got through this election. We will continue to support you guys in the next few elections and keep a business-friendly city council here, and we thank you guys, and congratulations.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to speak in the community forum? Seeing no one approach, I'll close community forum, bring back to the council. And just remember, if there's any questions, if you guys ever do have any questions or concerns, there's cards back in the back. Marcia's information, the city clerk's information is there, so that's always there for people that are in the meeting. On the next on the agenda, public hearings, there are none. And management reports, there are none. Do you believe that? That's like, wow, I don't think I've ever seen that before. So from there, we go on to council announcements and reports. We'll start with Councilwoman Fonzie.
I don't have any reports, but I would like to wish everyone in the audience a very happy Thanksgiving with their family and friends.
And Councilman Moreno, any council announcements or reports?
Just an update on the design review committee. We met a couple of weeks ago and issue of a container in the downtown area. And because it would be potentially the first, we're taking a really serious look at it. And so I know staff's going to continue working with the applicant. And so we're looking at how do we make that blend with the look of the downtown. If you've got other businesses where it's going to be visible, we need to make sure that we're taking a serious look at this. And we are. And staff is working with the applicant who understands the concern. So
thank you.
I'm
sorry.
That will be all.
Oh, sorry, Councilmember Fonzie there. Would you like to do the committee reports, kind of roll them into one? Sorry about that.
No, no problem. I just didn't know whether we were going ahead with the committee reports as well. Yes, I did attend an air pollution control district meeting last week, and actually fairly contentious. We're coming through some recent lawsuits and more to come regarding the Oceano Dunes. A lot of public comments about how slow it's going. There's still health concerns for those who live on the Mesa. The Parks Department that is down on the Oceano Dunes is trying to find the causes and mitigate them, but not to the rapid pace that the public would like them to be. So I'll keep you posted on any more that comes before that. Also attended a local agency formation or LAFCO meeting. We heard about the formation of a Paso Robles groundwater district, the actual mechanism for doing so. And we're hearing that the Board of Supervisors will be the proponent, and it should be coming to us sometime in the beginning of next year. So the groundwater basin looks like it will come before LAFCO. We'll have public hearings. We'll hear from those that are involved, very many technical reports regarding the water and how it can be used and made more sustainable. This will also affect Atascadero because Atascadero could be included, if that is their wish, within the Paso Robles groundwater basin.
Reports or committee reports. The only thing I just want to say under council announcements reports is just remember to have a happy Thanksgiving and remember to shop locally and shop small because all those dollars that we spend here at home, they just they help with the city and businesses and families, and we just support our own, and it just makes our community that much better. So just remember to do that, please. Individual determination or actions from anyone with the city? Well, if that's the case, then this meeting is adjourned.